Can you tell us why Dustin Byfuglien left practice early today?
Yeah, he'll be fine for tomorrow. Just something nagging him, but he'll be okay.
Tyler Myers right now playing as good a brand of hockey as you've seen out of him?
I think from the time he came in to now, the whole body of work is probably, even better than we expected. He's been that good for us. We've moved partners around for him. He changes roles. He plays against the other team's best now very regularly. Contributes to the offense. But the consistency in his game has been fantastic. He doesn't have too many off nights. And his off nights, he's still playing against the other team's best and a lot of times getting it done. He's been very, very good.
He's always been good defensively, but in the last little while, he's also generated some significant offense. Is that the next phase for him?
I think that's the phase that comes in and out for him, because that first job and has to get done. So there's certain nights that in doing that job, you can't do the other. It's just and even maybe last night's a bit of a function of that when you're going to get the call against those elite guys. Especially the ones that are playing responsible at both ends, there won't be as much offense to be had, even if he's on his game. And then there's nights that he'll be able to do that primary job and get his offense, because he has the ability to get up the ice as well as anybody I've seen.
Get the fun stuff out of the way first. Whose idea was the hug?
Do you need a hug?
I did.
What happened? You got hugged?
I did.
It was your turn. Who hugged you?
Lowry.
Well, he's just happy to be back.
He
missed
said
you.
That. Yeah. That's what
everybody, but now all the other guys are sour, right? Because they didn't get theirs from Lowry. No. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Is there a reason? So that was the cheer in the room? Was that with the levity?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
That's good. Thank you.
So it wasn't your idea then?
Thank you for bringing that. No, I'm not in on that stuff.
Did you guys kind of make a renewed commitment to defense first?
About 15 games ago.
Yeah.
We did, and it didn't show up. A big function of it, so Hellebuck's come in and played really well. We had the five PKs against Calgary the other night, and in a very small window. We'd like to think of it as an anomaly in our small. We are being more responsible with our sticks, I think, more than anything else, so we're staying out of those box. Those are the two big ones. Our penalty kill has gotten a little better over. The last two penalty kill goals that have been one off our skate and one off our stick. We went a stretch of games where we were scoring really well, and then we had a five-game block where we were getting scored on in a big manner, and we got to be a little better. So that's part of why I said I've liked our game a little bit more in this stretch. We haven't had great results over it, but we're not far off it.
And how much are you hoping maybe you had a psychological reset, Christmas, a mood reset?
Well, we did. But that won't make any part of this easy. But build confidence, right? So I'm not in there saying things are great when they're not, if we don't play well or if we're dealing with that. But there's been enough good in our game right now to feel good about what we're doing and what we're trying to do.
Paul, given your team's record at this point of the year and a number of guys that are up for contracts, how much of the trade deadline is in your mind? It's 2 months away, but how much does that play on your mind?
Not even a little bit. And I never like to see guys get traded. I just that's my job, and it's a function of kind of where I came from the Hartford, Carolina days. We didn't have any throwaway players. There wasn't anybody there that you just say, well, just send him down. We'll go get somebody else or bring him up. You got to go with what you've got. And I'm not a big fan of moving guys out unless it clearly doesn't fit. It's my job to get more out of them.
If, not that it would be, but if the record suggested this team being a selling team at that deadline, just given on record alone, what can that do to a dressing room, particularly for guys like Blake Wheeler and older guys in the dressing room that don't want to be, that would indicate a rebuild if that was the moves that were made?
So what's the great piece of advice I got from a good friend? Never live a bad day twice. So if that day comes, I'll answer that question. How's that?
Finally, one for me. With the way this team plays, do you need those performances out of Connor Hellebuyck or goalies in general? Do you need your goalie to be one of your best players every game?
So the answer's got to be a yes there, right? There are very few successful teams that were not looking at a pretty spectacular performance in net. And he made, in that block, 13 minutes to 9 minutes of the second period, he made a bunch. And then the rest of them, he made good saves. But we need that block. We need that block. But every team does. Clearly, we're fighting to get into the middle of the pack. All those teams do. And you guys follow the league as closely as I do. Well, there's one game every night. And last night there was the 46 saves. The Edmonton against us, Edmonton against Boston, 49 saves. There's games that are won on that kind of goaltending performance, a big shot performance. And it helps you build that confidence. I think of the game in Dallas last year when Pavlik was basically by himself for 60 minutes and we win the game 2-1. Those are really important wins because it builds a belief that you can have one of those nights, that even if you're off, your goalie can be the difference, but it helps bridge. And our goaltending's been good. When it's been real good, we've won games, and we need it.
Last couple of opponents that you have coming in here playing Minnesota the night before, do you take anything into that at all? Sort of bonus?
We know it would be a bonus if those numbers ended up even or better at the end of the year. If we were playing 12 tired and maybe caught 14 teams tired like the rest of Canada, the rest of the Canadian teams. But we get them seven times, right? I think we're 11-7 or 12-7 in terms of rested. So you got to jump on those when you get a chance. We've struggled on the road. We've lost our last five on the road. Four of them are on back-to-back nights. It's not easy. You know, the one that wasn't on back-to-back nights was Edmonton. We played pretty darn well. So it's a challenge. And those games, but around Christmas, because of the rest, they're not as – I don't think they're as necessarily as – I don't think New York had a lot of jump when they came in here. I don't think Minnie had a lot of jump when they came in here earlier in the year because those are also surrounded by games. That's where the fatigue sets in. The back-to-back isn't as tough an issue as 5-8 on that back-to-back is. So I'll expect, you know, it's probably at 3-4 for Detroit, so they're going to be – not as fatigued in that 3-4 that they would be in a normal. So they've just had 3 or 4 days off, so they'll have more energy. So we're certainly not expecting it to be easy, but as we've done to other teams, what has happened to us, you know, we've been able to catch them and jump on them.